It's Edward Goldman with Our Talk on KCRW. As usual, Oscar night was full of pleasant surprises and disappointments. Some of my favorite nominees were awarded, along with others whom I didn't care for at all. One thing that unfortunately dominated the Oscars for almost 4 hours was the overwhelming and rather cheesy stage design with millions of Swarovski crystals. It made me think about a gigantic version of the crown from the Miss Universe pageant or the shiny entrance to a shopping mall built for billionaires. I felt sorry for all the presenters and winners who were swallowed by all the vulgar glitter. There is a long list of prominent contemporary artists whose talent and imagination could and should be used for future Academy Awards set design. Right now, here in Los Angeles, the work of some of these artists can be experienced in museum exhibitions. Let's start with a recently unveiled installation at the Marciano Art Foundation by the world-famous Danish conceptual artist Olafur Eliasson. He turned a huge, dark, empty space, a former theater in a Masonic temple, into a dark screen for colorful dramatic projections of geometric color forms slowly moving and interacting with each other. My impression was that Olafur Eliasson created a stage to see and marvel at the shadows of mysterious gods passing by above us. Several weeks ago, Hammer Museum opened the exhibition Unspeakable, presenting video installations by three major American artists, Barbara Kruger, Carl Walker, and Charles Atlas. If you allow yourself to stand still in a dark gallery presenting Barbara Kruger installation, you will see videos of text and scenes of kindness and brutality appear on all four walls, changing and disappearing every few seconds. I stayed in the gallery for the full duration of her installation, 13 minutes, and it was not enough for me. I wanted to see it again. In her video installation, Kara Walker, using her signature flat silhouette hand puppets, addresses the issue of race, humanity, and deep wounds of slavery. Her puppets move slowly to the sound of country music against vividly colored backgrounds. We follow their stories fused with elements of innocence and cruelty. And last but not least is a video installation by Charles Atlas called The Tyranny of Consciousness, consisting of numerous scenes of sunsets and the voice and images of legendary drag queen Lady Bonnie, famous for her enormous blonde wig and larger-than-life personality. She sings a disco song and rants about life, peace, and greed, while a huge digital clock on the opposing screen counts down to zero. Just imagine if any of these three artists with their bigger-than-life imagination would be asked to design the set for the Oscars. Hey, Academy members, are you listening? It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on